Ves, Anita, this is your first time? Where you live? Very close. Almost neighbors. Good neighbors. Many times people have problems with the neighbors, no? Jesus says, love thy neighbor. He must have said because it's very difficult. He must have, because people like Jesus, they like to challenge you, give you some hard, difficult home lessons. Love thy neighbor. Therefore, my first connection with you was when I was shown your site on the internet. The moment I saw your picture, my tears started to run softly over my cheeks. I felt so much love, reconnection, and remembering. I have been searching my whole life, trying to remember. And now it's finally happening. During the meditations, I feel like the whole body is taking apart and then mounted together again, being brand new. And now I need to get to know myself all over again. Remembering how it was supposed to be, before I put my own mind to it, it feels so good. I'm alive and breathing. I always felt threatened by the master idea, but now I see it clearer. You are not God, but my guide and pathfinder. Finding you and this place here in Herdalen is just like coming home, finding old and ancient friends from another time and place. It makes me want to remember and be a member of this once more. Love and light, Anita. Very beautiful, Anita. It is always like that. That's what Buddha feels is the family that comes around the master or the mystic. Then many friends are coming from many different times, many different lives. And it happens when it happens. Because people who are interested in this, they are not new souls. New souls are not interested in satsang. So that's why when all souls come in touch, then you feel this love, this reconnection and this remembering. And you feel a relief. You don't know, only tears can tell it. Tears of happiness. And then you want to become one because you remember how this has been. And you must be lucky because you're living very close. Now is your time, Anita. You're welcome. I have always felt threatened by the master idea. All minds are threatened by the master idea. Remember, all egos, all minds are threatened by the master idea. They can't stand it. They get very angry. But remember, the masters are just there to remind you that you are the master, not the mind. That is the master, your own self. But because you have forgotten your own self, there need to be somebody who can remind you to come back. That is the master. But the egos doesn't understand that because they only know about the egos. They only know about the physical. They only know about the appearance. So this has to be understood. It's impossible to understand something that is higher than you. If you only know about the ego, you can only relate to people as ego. There's no way around it. To understand love, you have to be a lover. To understand truth, you have to be opening for the truth. If you know only lies, you can only understand lies. So this is how it is. I have always felt threatened by the master idea. Of course, everybody is threatened till they start going beyond their mind. And if you have gone totally beyond, full circle, then there is no separation between you and the master. You are the master. But that is too scary in the beginning. Is too mind-boggling to think about. But now I see it clearer. You are not God, but my guide and pathfinder. That I can do, but everybody is God. Either nobody is God or everybody is God. Because what is God? God is also something. Ooh, can't say that. Ooh. Almost like a ghost. But God is not a person, it's a presence. And that presence is love, is light, is peace, is silence. And that everybody has then. But only if they go beyond the mind. God is not a person, but it is a presence. And that presence you felt. That's why wherever you are, you can feel that presence. Finding you in this place here is just like coming home. That is exactly how it is, my dear Anita. When I came to my master, I remember feeling just like I've been out in the snowstorm for thousands of years. And then I came in the warmth. That is nice. Then only fools want to go out again then.
Very good.
What you do there in Hanovas? Purchasing. Purchase something for me also now. You know, the best things is you can purchase now. There are many people who have money. They have problems with this. They are used to getting everything. But some things you have to be ready to lose everything to get. And that is very, very hard for the ego, for the conditioning. You have to become a nobody. No matter what you have, you can't get close. It has to be ready to let go. Whatever you have, it has to be ready to let go. And when you first have tasted it, the real, then it's easy to let go, then who cares? Beloved for Master, I love you. It feels like a miracle that you are still here in a bigger melting pot than ever. When I came, I couldn't see the mountains. I couldn't see the beauty of them. Yesterday, I could see them again, for real. Just a few days with you and the people here, and I could live again, breathe again, love again. You, it never left me. In gratitude and love, Chetan. I know Chetan. And it's the only thing that will really work. I know. And it is amazing. And the melting pot is getting bigger and bigger. And the stew is getting more and more good. All kinds of spices is coming in there. What can I say, Chetan? You have also been busy, but you see, remember, see what is important, have balance. When this is happening, use it. Suddenly it's gone, then where are you going to go then to see these beautiful mountains? The world is full of fog. Don't get lost there. It's very easy to miss. Already, you've been so long, much away. No, look how happy. I was wondering, what is happening? This, what? I'm so lazy, I can't even hit you anymore, I'm so lazy. I will only kiss you. But then you have to be receptive for kiss then. Not be a hard rock. There is it. Beloved heart, melting softly, so happy to be back home again. Love you in gratitude, Amrita. Yes, I'm also happy, Amrita. Cheta. Come back now, enjoy. And you have to be next spring in Brazil for the mystic roast. That you have to do that together. Take the kids also, we will arrange, no problem. It's been waiting for you, no? Then it will be very good. Have a good holiday. Mystic roses will be very good. Let go. Get out a few years of... This is how it is. It's very easy to get lost in the world. Many people have to do that again and again. It's very easy. You don't know how lucky you are. Only very fortunate people manage to stop in a place like this. Be careful that you're not getting lost just because of some stupid ideas. When you know how it is to be out in the snowstorm, only then you appreciate how it is to come in to the fireplace with beautiful poor people who will offer you chai and hot coffee and chocolate. Then you will... Who wants to go out again then? Only those who haven't understood this, they think, oh, maybe... It's some excitement to be there out in the snowstorm. You can easily get lost in the snowstorm. Maybe you will die there also. Maybe you never will manage to go back. Maybe it will take lifetimes before you come back. Everyone come home and relax. Aum Shanti. What people need is reality, is love, is truth. If you can make movies, don't make more fiction. Make the real, it's available. Think about it. It's happening now. Nothing is better to make real movies with real people. You should go for the real, not the false. There's enough falsity in the world. Share the real in whatever way you can. People like fiction. People like dreams. It's only fiction dreams that is most popular. But luckily, more and more people want to have the real. You should start something new. Provide to those who want the real, that they see that it's possible, that the real is out there. That would be a great service to humanity. You should share whatever you can out of love, light, consciousness. The world has enough fiction, enough dreams. What it needs is the simple, simplicity, love, peace, to see that it's possible. Because it seems like we have forgotten.
Everybody likes the movies. in America, they have this before the movies, escape to the movies. We could have another one. Coming home, movies. Remembering. Not escape, but remembrance.